This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Now it's time for us to play part one of Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. This is always very exciting. If you've never heard us play Fun Delivered before, it's the best. It is the best. The most fun you'll ever have opening the mail. It's a company in Florida that buys up a whole bunch of packages that never made it to their final destination. They've given us a gigantic box full of them. We go into it. We pick out a package that we think looks titillating, and then we take a break, and we come back, we open it, and see what we got. Recap, last week, I won, and I got a neon sign,
yes,
which is still here in the studio, hot pink that says Krista.
We are so excited about it.
Shine bright.
Katie, yeah, got a...
I got two Toy Story duvet covers.
Right, right.
That I gave to Gavin.
Yeah, and my kid, Theo, my son loves it, by the way.
I knew he would.
Kevin, what'd you get?
Universal car charger with retractable cords.
And we all did very well.
I mean, pretty good.
Pretty okay last week.
Have you used it?
No, I haven't found the cigarette hole.
I told you.
I'm pissed.
It's in there. It might be in your center console.
If it's in the center console, it's useless.
Oh, then I'll take it.
Oh, because then you'd have to drive with the thing up the whole time.
No, you don't.
But you can pull the
cords can come through.
We'll figure it out.
We'll help you troubleshoot it, okay? So, does Kevin go or do you want me as returning champion?
I want returning champion.
I'm going to go first. I'm going to go into the fun delivery.
Now, are you picking for yourself?
Great question.
Oh, we're back to picking for each other.
Oh, we decided we're picking for ourselves. Kevin didn't like it.
How about you guys pick for each other?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
We'll pick for ourselves.
Well, I feel like since I've been going first, that's what's giving me bad luck.
Okay, so is it that you're going first, or is it because somebody else was picking your stuff? Because it seems to be a spinning wheel.
Wow.
All right. I'm going to take this little package right here. She's small, but she's mighty. Because... It's heavier than it looks,
okay,
and it's got a weird wobble to it.
Interesting.
Okay. Right.
So go ahead, Kevin, you're up next.
Okay.
Let me take a look at this package that I have, see if I can... No, they really blacked out. They always black out who the intended receiver was of these packages for Fun Delivered.
And the sender.
Oh, yeah, the sender, yeah, too. Yeah, the only thing that mine says is UPS Ground. Which one? Oh, one rattles. Did you take the rattle one?
Yes. I took the rattling one.
Describe it.
It's it's a two-parter.
Oh.
I feel two things in it, and it's in a black case.
Okay. It's a bubble case, too, right?
Yes, that means fragile.
Or it means electronic, at least. Yeah, that's exciting. Katie's going over to the Fun Delivered box right now.
Here we go.
She's going to dive in head first, and there's a lot of packages in there that feel like clothing. You like those.
Okay.
Oh, well, she didn't spend much time on that at all. Is that, now what does that say?
Oh, yeah.
It says, I'm just going to spell it for you because I don't know how to pronounce it. And this is like big on the packaging. J-A-A-N-U-U.
Janu?
Janu.
Janu.
That doesn't sound anime to me.
So. All right. Well, we're going to Google that while we take a break.
No, we're not. We'll Google it after.
Maybe take a little bit of a preview or something.
Oh, there's something else on it. It says reimagine greatness.
Oh,
that's so good.
I would love to reimagine it.
Okay, me too. All right, so we're going to take a break. We're going to play a song, and then we're going to come back. We're going to open our packages for fun delivered on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We're playing Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call, the most fun you'll ever have opening the mail. And you're right smack dab in the middle of it. We already went into this big box of undelivered packages that we got from the company Fun Delivered out of Florida. And we picked out our packages for this week's game. Okay, so I'll describe mine first. First, I have this package that is small. It's only maybe like 18 inches at the most long. It's not very big, but it's heavy, and it has like a fun wobble to it. Like, I don't know how else to describe it, but
I don't know how else to say it either.
There's something heavier on one end that makes it kind of flop from one side to the other. Ooh. Kevin, describe yours.
Mine is a black full envelope type of thing, and on the back it says represent the game.
Ooh,
I wonder if it's video
and
game
it's
stuff.
And it's a two-parter.
Okay.
I wonder what game they're talking about.
Do you think there's games in there?
I hope so.
Okay. All right, okay.
And then mine is some kind of clothing or fabric on the inside, and it says, the packaging says, Janu. And then it says, reimagine greatness.
All right, and we have not Googled it, by the way, the company, either one. All right, who
goes
first?
You go first.
Me go first. All right, here we go.
Uh-oh.
I can't, okay, the look on his face.
Stupid.
Oh boy.
Stupid!
What is it?
It's a dog collar and a dog leash.
Oh, that's good. Stupid. Hold it up.
I'll tell you why it's stupid. Because it's already engraved for a dog named Chester.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Yes.
That is hysterical.
What a cute name.
Oh, God.
What?
Okay. It said, this is awesome. It says microchip, Chester's microchip.
Okay.
But it also has Chester's mommy or daddy's phone number on here.
Call them.
We gotta call them and be like, hey, I have Chester's collar, and if you ever want it, you need to pay me $5,000.
Now, here's the thing. Let's say they do want it. Are you gonna go to the UPS store and send it to them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
All right. If you want to see what we're opening, you can always text the word FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065. Kevin, you're up next.
Okay. Let's see what the game is they're talking about. Oh. One black box. Ew.
What?
What is it?
It's jewelry inspired by the beautiful game. I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
But it's jewelry.
Well, you haven't even opened it yet.
Oh, it's a gold chain.
What?
Kevin!
Ow!
Hold
wow!
it up.
It's very small. Let's open it. Let
I don't
see.
Know if that's a gold necklace. That looks like a bracelet.
Buddy. It's a bracelet that won't fit nobody.
Wait, does it have anything engraved on it?
Oh, it's a basketball court on the little gold chain.
That's fun. That would fit you.
My wrist is too big.
No,
it's
Katie.
Too big.
I'm pissed.
There's one more.
Okay, let's see what the other one says.
Maybe the other one's extra large.
What if it's real gold and you could sell
it? It's not. You could tell it's not real. Oh, this one fits. Hey.
Oh, there you go.
Ow, this one fits.
Kevin, hold it up.
Look at it.
Look at you. Kevin, if I saw you walk into the casino with that on, I'd think, here comes some money.
What if it gives me like green something, you know, green.
Well, afterwards, I'll check the package.
Oh, this has a soccer ball on it.
All right.
Well,
okay. No one's
going to see that. We're playing Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. Kevin got gold bracelets that are too small for him. I got a dog collar for a dog named Chester, but does have a phone number on it, so we might call that person later. Text the word FUN, F-U-N, to 909-1065. Katie, it's up to you.
Okay, here we go.
I'm pissed.
You can always text in to 916-909-1065 who you think wins this week's Fun Delivered.
Okay, I think it's a... Oh, it's sweats? No.
Oh, no.
It's men's joggers.
Ooh.
That's cute. What size?
Maybe it's actually scrubs?
Is the bottom tapered?
The bottom is not tapered.
Well, regardless, though, they look comfy.
You want them, Gavin?
Maybe. They actually look almost too big for me, don't they?
I was going to say the opposite.
Okay. Oh, wow. God. Oh, my God. What a real Chester over here. All right. Text in to 909-1065. Who do you think won this week's Fun Delivered? Not as exciting as last week's, where I got a pink Krista neon sign. But listen, we might have something we have to do with that. We're going to call Chester's mommy and find out what's going on. And I don't know, maybe there's a story there.
Yeah.
Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So.
Yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
And just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Amongst her closest friends and allies, she is known simply as the Queen of Boundaries. It is Are You Smarter Than Katie? I don't know how she got that name, but that's what they call her.
It does seem crazy considering how I am and who I am.
Right, right. Melody, good morning.
Good morning.
What'd you say?
I said good morning.
Oh, yeah. Good morning. Yeah. Okay. I got five hot questions here dealing with pop culture. The jackpot is up to $60. And Katie is leaving the studio as we speak. And we are going live on Instagram as we speak. And 106.5. You ready to play?
Yes.
Are You Smarter Than Katie? Brought to you by Garden of Eaton Restaurants. Delicious farm to fork organic food. Here we go. Question one. David Letterman was called for jury duty in New York and showed up for the cryptocurrency trial. Well, after several questions from the lawyers, however, he was released by the judge. You're entered for jury duty through records from three different areas. Name one.
Civil division.
Well, more specifically.
Like, gosh, I don't even know. Pass.
Okay. Question two. Jason Momoa is the star of the new Minecraft movie with Jack Black, but apparently he was a total pain in the ass on set. Several crew members have come forward saying Momoa was so difficult on set that they don't want to work with him ever again. Oof. Which came out first, Minecraft or Roblox?
Minecraft.
Question three. The Netflix serial killer miniseries Monster is hugely successful. The last one was about Jeffrey Dahmer, and the next one was just announced. It will star Jeffrey Hunnam, who is going to play Ed Gein, who is the serial killer that inspired Leatherface. Ooh. What horror movie features Leatherface?
Leatherface. Jason.
Okay. Question four. The insanely popular YouTuber Mr. Beast is being sued for his Amazon game show, Beast Games. Five of the contestants said that they suffered chronic mistreatment, sexual harassment, and neglect. Spell the word harassment.
H-A-R-A-S-S-E. Wait, M-E-N-T?
Start. Do it all over again.
H-A-R-A-S-S-M-E-N-T.
All righty. And question five. For 78 years, Tupperware has been a staple in our kitchens, but they just announced that they're filing for bankruptcy. It's just a debt restructuring, so they're not going away completely, but one thing we know for sure is they will not be American-made anymore. What year did Tupperware come out if they're 78 years old?
Let's see, it's 2024. That would be 1943.
Okay. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Melody, where are we off to today?
I'm off to work.
You're off to work. And where is that?
I'm a caregiver. I take care of an elderly man.
Oh, I love that. Like exclusively one guy?
One person, yep.
I love that.
What did she say? Yeah.
She's a caregiver and she works exclusively with one guy.
One person? Oh.
What,
he's a vet amputee.
He's a vet amputee. Is he older?
He's older. He's about 70.
Okay. All right.
So you guys have a good relationship?
Really cool. We have a great relationship. I take him out. We go get haircuts once a month. I take him to my husband Hooligan's work for lunch. We go shopping. So we have a really good relationship.
I wish somebody would do this for my dad. I wish my dad just had a caregiver that he could just bond with and vibe with. Anyway. All right. Melody, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, here we go. Okay. Question one. David Letterman got called for jury duty.
Funny.
He did show up. It was a cryptocurrency trial. After several questions from the lawyers, though, he was released. He's not on jury duty. Okay. But he was cracking all kinds of jokes.
I'm sure he was.
You're entered for jury duty through records from three different areas. Just name one of them.
So, records?
Yes.
The census.
No, actually. It is through the DMV, your taxes, or voter registration.
Interesting.
Yeah. Question two, Jason Momoa is the star of the new Minecraft movie with Jack Black. I know you are chomping at the bit to see it.
Can't wait.
Apparently, Jason Momoa was a total pain in the ass on set.
Really?
Yeah, several crew members said that he was so difficult, they don't want to work with him ever again. Interesting. I would not have guessed that.
You know, the only reason I would have guessed that is because of his ex-wife.
Who's his ex-wife?
I think it's Lisa Bonet.
What about it?
She's a BZ.
Oh, really?
So
I didn't know that.
For him to be okay with that, I feel like means.
Well, she is an ex.
Well, that's true.
Which came out first, Minecraft or Roblox?
Minecraft.
Roblox did.
Roblox did?
Yeah.
By the way, I did see game developers or like safety game developers, and it was they were asking them, like, what game would you never let your kids play? And almost all of them said Roblox.
Why?
I think that there's all kinds of different kind of Roblox that can be inappropriate.
I guess because you can talk to people, but you can easily turn that off.
I don't know. That's what they said.
All right. Question three. The Netflix serial killer miniseries Monster, hugely successful. Did you see the last one called Dahmer, about Jeffrey Dahmer? Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So good. The next one just came out with details. It's going to star Charlie Hunnam.
Okay.
And he is going to play the serial killer Ed Gein, who was the inspiration for Leatherface.
Yeah.
What horror movie features Leatherface?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That is correct. Question four. The insanely popular YouTuber Mr. Beast is being sued for his Amazon game show Beast Games. Five of the contestants said that they suffered chronic mistreatment, sexual harassment, and neglect. Spell harassment.
Okay, harassment. H-A... H-A-R-A-S-S-M-E-N-T, harassment.
We got there. One R.
Almost gave you two.
I always write two.
Yeah.
Question five. For 78 years, Tupperware has been a staple in our kitchens, but they're filing for bankruptcy.
What?
It's just a debt restructuring. They're not going away, but they're not going to be made in America anymore. So
I didn't realize they even were.
Yeah. What year did Tupperware come out if they're 78 years old?
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hold on.
All right. 3 seconds. 3, 2.
1946.
Wowie, wow. Yes. Sharp as a tack, she is. Melody, are you there?
Yes.
Final score. Katie got 3. You got 1.
Oh.
Katie wins.
Dang it.
Katie wins. We're going to add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. But Melody, you are a really good person.
Yes, you
and
are.
We love you for listening.
Oh, thank you.
But tell our buddy that you were on the radio today.
Right.
But I am. I'm going to walk in and tell him right now. He's going to be excited.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Tell us, though, what we need to hear.
There needs to be more compassion for people in the world. Like, honestly, there needs to be more compassion and people need to step up in the IHSS care. We do not have enough people for our clients.
And you are not.
And I am not smarter than Katie.
Melody, you're the best.
You are the best. Have a great day.
Hey, it's Katie from The Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
Question. How would you reinvent yourself if you could? And of course you can. Probably. Depends what your goals are. Reinvent yourself. Text in, call us, 916-909-1065, 909-1065. It's a question that's going around the internet right now on social media. It's interesting. Some of the answers are very interesting, and we want to know what yours are. I want to know what yours are, Katie.
Okay.
How would you reinvent yourself?
I would get back into running, and I'd become somebody that is like part of runners' clubs.
Mm-hmm.
I would make runner friends. I would just make it part of my personality.
Now, you used to be a runner.
Yeah.
You had runner friends.
I did.
Did they just, well, she's not running anymore, so she's dead to me.
No, we all kind of just stopped running.
Oh.
Like, some of them moved away. Some of them were, like, stay-at-home moms. Their kids got old enough, so they went back to work.
Okay.
So, like, our schedules just stopped jiving with each other, and yeah. We all just stopped running.
I get that. If I could reinvent myself, I think I would write more.
Oh.
I wanted to be a writer.
Yeah.
And I would find time to do it every day, like a job. Kevin, how would you, you know what, before we get into Kevin, what do Wake Up Call listeners say on Facebook?
Okay, so without context, some of these are, make you go, oh boy. Lori said, I'd be married with just animals.
I'd be married with just animals?
So I think that means she would not have children.
Oh.
She'd just have a husband or wife and animals.
I mean, I get that. People who are married without kids seem like they are seeing the world.
Michael said I would come out earlier.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Tiffany said I would have focused on my health when I was younger.
Yes.
Yeah. Jamie said she'd become a nurse.
Oh,
I wonder what she is now. She's like, I'm a doctor.
Kendall said, chop my hair and get my master's. And then Kim said, get a divorce.
Ooh, oh, my God.
Oh, Kim. Kevin, how would you reinvent yourself?
I would become a doctor.
You would become a doctor. We're back on this.
You know, I was going. That was my path before I steered off of it and did what I loved the best.
Okay, is it that you love this job, or did we talk you out of being a doctor by berating you? Because that's what you've told people for years. You were going to be a doctor, but we made fun of you about it, and so we canceled your dream.
I mean, yeah, because you said I wouldn't be a good doctor.
Because you wouldn't be a good doctor.
You wouldn't be a good
doctor.
And listen, also, not like muddy the water, we met you when you were 17 years old.
Okay.
18, almost 19.
Right. Unless you're Doogie Howser, you weren't on the cusp of being a doctor.
I almost had my bio degree.
What kind of doctor would you want to be? First, let's...
Like a general surgeon.
Okay, so you want to do general surgeon.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Dabbing everything.
It's okay, so... Let's pretend I have come in and I have appendicitis.
Okay. Have you checked in with the nurses and stuff? Because you don't really get to see me until I'm in the operating room.
Yeah, let's assume
not true.
Let's assume
yes,
all the
it is.
Okay. Let's assume all the clerical stuff has been done already.
Right.
You're a doctor.
You're not even going to come talk to me before my surgery.
I will to introduce myself.
Okay,
hi, so, I'm Dr. Wang.
Okay.
I will be doing your surgery today.
Okay, I'm in so much pain.
That is great. Did you tell the nurse?
That is great.
Okay. Again, we've talked to the nurse.
Oh, okay. So.
Now,
where is your pain?
Well, it's in my appendix.
Of course, because you have appendicitis.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
Okay. So, what can I expect when I am recovering from surgery?
Lots of sharp pains. You're going to be a lot of discomfort.
Yeah.
But you know how I battle discomfort.
How do you battle discomfort?
I watch rom-coms and eat ice cream. But you can't eat ice cream because you just had a surgery, appendicitis.
Okay.
So I will prescribe you some painkillers.
Okay. How long will I have to be hospitalized?
Like in the hospital or at home? What would you like?
Excuse me, doctor. I'm her
Who
husband.
Who are you?
I'm her husband.
You're not allowed in the operating room.
No, we're not in the operating room. Do you think that these conversations
are
happening in the operating room?
No, because operating room, you're under. You're under.
Right. I need okay, to operate. So we are in a, we're in, I'm on a gurney. This is my husband.
Hi.
Gavin.
Okay, hi.
Hey.
Another question from her husband.
I'm
you
so
are
glad
asking
my
too many.
Here to advocate for me.
Security.
No. He's my support person. I don't want him
you're
to leave me.
You're supposed to be taking some calming medicine right now before I operate.
What kind of medicine?
You feel Dramamine? I don't know.
Dramamine. Is she going to go on a roller coaster? Is that what's about to happen?
No, she's going under.
Excuse me, Dr. Nguyen.
You don't have to keep raising your hand.
Oh, okay. Can we give her a bubble party on the way back to surgery where we blow bubbles and make her feel alive?
That is only for kids.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right.
I'm so sorry.
See, that's why you're not going to be a good doctor.
Why?
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
Presented by Roseville Chevrolet.
And you call 916-909-1065, 909-1065. Tell us your maiden name, tell us your married name, and we will tell you which one is better, but more importantly, we'll tell you why. And we're going to start with Michelle, who's been on hold for a very long time, and we appreciate that. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Wake Up Call. Give us your maiden name.
My maiden name is Slingsby. Sling and then S-B-Y.
Slingsby.
Slingsby. Yeah. That is the name of a butler.
A fun butler.
Yes.
Slingsby.
Very proper.
Slingsby.
He never comes to the bell anymore.
No.
He doesn't come at the bell anymore. All right. And what is your married name?
My married name is Greer.
Michelle Greer.
Okay, so here's the thing. Michelle Greer is a business lady, okay? She wears smart suits that are very well tailored.
Her picture's on her business card.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking pensive, but approachable.
Folded arms, but fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Doesn't always has somebody do a blowout for her.
Right.
Does not do her own hair.
But Michelle Slingsby.
First of all, you drop Michelle entirely.
You just go by Slingsby.
You're just Slingsby now. And you could be many different things. The aforementioned butler.
Right.
But also, Slingsby could be like your friend that lost all his money gambling.
Right. Slingsby's always got a story for you.
Right. Oh, fool. Listen. Did you hear what Slingsby did? He's in jail now.
So which is better?
You got to go with Greer because it gives her more of a trajectory in life.
I guess that's true. That is an upgrade. Congratulations. Okay. Now let's talk to Alina. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi. So which one is it? Alina or Elena?
It's Elena.
Elena. So neither. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Elena, what is your maiden name?
My maiden name is Hara.
Hara?
Hara?
That's it. You got the R tongue roll right.
Elena Hara.
Oh, yeah. That is sexy. What?
Sounds like a pop star.
Yeah.
It sounds like a perfume.
Yeah. It's a pop star that is not from the United States and does not sing in English.
Right.
But somehow has transcended.
Oh, yeah. But still charts.
Yeah.
Big
still
time charts.
Yeah. Okay.
And what is your married name?
Aparicio.
Oh, my
God. Okay. One more time.
Aparicio.
That is, I want to shout out every single time I win something. Aparicio!
Okay.
And that's a huge upgrade.
Okay.
Although Hara's really good, too.
See, that's the thing, is you're saying it's a huge upgrade, but there's something about Elena Hara.
Mm-hmm.
That I still Elena, say Elena.
Elena
Hara. I hyphenated it, because I like both names.
Okay, so say the whole name.
Elena.
Elena Hara Aparicio.
That's incredible.
That's great.
You are
That's almost
making me feel a certain kind of way.
I'm getting a little sweaty.
Okay.
All right. Congratulations on really everything. Now let's talk to Christabel. Am I right? Christabel?
Yep, that's me.
All right. Christabel, what's your maiden name?
Sandoval.
Christabel Sandoval.
Now that has a negative connotation now.
It does now. To be a Sandoval is a little rough right now.
All right. And what is your married name?
Perry.
Oh.
Why did you do
Christabel Perry?
God, the worst woman on the PTA you've ever met. Just the absolute worst. She's dress coding kids that aren't even, you know, her kids.
Right.
Hey, sweetie. Hey, come here. Listen, I know that your mom has to work, but it's really important that your shorts go below your fingertips. Otherwise, I am going to have to tell Mr. Sanders.
She's the one who starts off. Hey, before we start the meeting, I just want to say, Madison, still didn't get your Venmo. It's $15 for the jersey, okay? Thank you.
And if you're having trouble coming up with that, because she always has to talk to everybody like that. And if that's not something that you can do, just see me after the meeting, okay?
So that's a downgrade, yeah, Christabel. Let's apologize about that. Let's do one more
one
here.
More.
Good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
All right. Maiden name, real fast.
Dykes.
Your maiden name is what?
My married name is Martinez.
Nope.
My other name is Dykes. D-Y-K-E-S.
Yeah. And your married name is Martinez?
Yes, ma'am.
And were you just willing to marry anybody at that point?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Sally, thank you so much for calling.
We've
run out of time. Sorry to everybody that's on hold, though.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Listen, my heart goes out to you if you're a single person. I've heard nothing but horror stories. Every single time I watch any of the Sacramento reels that somebody put up on Instagram where they just interview single people, how's the dating scene in Sacramento? It's never filled with anything positive. But hope is on the way. And, you know, in the past, it used to be you'd pick somebody up at a bar, you'd meet somebody at a bar or something like that, or a dance club. Not anymore. Even dating apps are kind of dying or dead.
Really?
Yes. And the new place, according to research, to pick people up, Kevin, I'm looking at you.
Okay.
As our bachelor, ladies, bachelor on the show, is the grocery store.
Oh.
The supermarket.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, go on.
According to new research, they have found that there's something about the grocery store, specifically when you go later, like between 7 and 8 p.m. That is like when you'll see a lot of people who are in their early 20s, mid-20s, and they are single, and they will linger in sections hoping to strike up a conversation with people. And I kind of like this.
You do.
I kind of do.
Okay, a man would, because the idea for women of a man lingering in the aisle of a grocery store waiting to potentially talk to me sounds terrible. Now, if I were a single person, I would be screwed, because number one, I'm not going to the grocery store anyway. I'm going to Instacart my entire life.
Well, you're never
going to
find a man that way.
Right. Okay. Number two, though, if I do go to a grocery store, I am presenting in the least approachable way possible. I have headphones in. I'm in a hurry. All I want to do is leave.
Well, maybe you'd get more dressed up. You'd certainly pick out no more ice cream cakes. And, you know, like, I just think that you would, like, you would have a completely different, I don't know. Kevin, you're single and frustratingly single. Ladies, he wants to find a wife.
Yeah,
and he's serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is this something that you would try?
I've been doing this.
You've been doing this?
Yes.
Okay.
So I found out, like, the co-op is the best place to do this because they have, like, the best looking people.
Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about how the new place for single people to meet is at the grocery store. Okay, now, where is the co-op?
It's downtown.
Okay, now what makes that better?
See, the area might not be good, but the people in it, ooh, they'd be
really
looking good.
Really?
Okay.
Coming in yoga pants,
yeah,
trying to reach the top shelf. All of them are independent, though. I tried pulling the card like, ooh, do you need something from the top?
Yeah.
They said, no, we're fine.
Okay, maybe when you approach a woman, don't start with, ooh.
I don't.
Okay.
I say, did you need help with that top shelf item?
Okay. And then they say,
I wasn't looking up there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right.
But let's say he finds a woman, though, that is looking up there. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there a more modern way that Kevin could offer his assistance that doesn't come across as the assumption that you can't do it, ladies?
Well, in this instance, I can't reach something isn't like something that's offensive. It doesn't make me feel like, oh, you think I need a man. It's like, no, literally, I can't reach that. Yeah. I do need it. It could be a taller woman, but physically, I can't reach that.
So it's not like he walks up there and be like, do you want me to add these items up for you?
Right. Right.
You need me to pay for that, little sweetie.
And has this gotten you any dates?
No, unfortunately not. They're either all taken or not interested.
Well, that's not according to the research that I saw.
Well, I don't go at 7 or 8.
Maybe you should.
I should change my time. I'm usually an early bird shopper.
No, but
get rid of the crowds. These are the ladies that are like, ooh, I have some lunchtime. Let me go get some groceries.
I would think
maybe you should go. Try going right before you go to bed.
I don't want to go downtown during the co-op. And then Winco's not good at 7 to 8. You don't want to find women at Winco.
Whoa. Let's not have a problem with the women at Winco. First of all, we're frugal, bitch, okay? Oh, and for somebody that has a lot of money problems, you want that in a mama, okay?
Hey, I don't have money problems.
No.
Come on.
He does have money problems, and he can't have another woman with money problems.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to find a rich woman.
No, if you're shopping at Winco, it doesn't mean you have money problems. For some of us, it means we like to save our money.
I see what you're saying.
Save too much sometimes.
All right.
What if you picked up women in the feminine hygiene aisle?
Like tampons and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, because then you know she's fertile.
You have to be there. Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Would you go down that aisle? Would you linger in the feminine hygiene aisle?
It is near the shaving items that I need.
Oh, he's right. That's true. It kind of makes it seem like, oh, I'm also here to take care of myself. Uh-huh.
If I saw Kevin in the shaving aisle, I would think he was there to buy his invalid father something. It's very clear you can't grow facial hair.
Yeah, down there, maybe.
Okay.
I'm packing.
Oh,
all right.
Wow.
And just like that, we've run out of time for this segment.
That's bad.
Single people follow in Kevin's footsteps. It seems to be yielding him not great results, but he's having a lot of fun doing it.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Oh, we're going to be missing Puff Daddy, all right, because there's a really, really, really good chance he is going to jail for the rest of his life, according to legal experts, because it does not look good for him.
No.
He was arrested. He was taken into custody. He pled not guilty to the charges. And then there was a period of time where he was off, and I didn't know you could do this, but you can pre-offer how much you're willing to pay for bail.
Okay.
And he did that. Did you see what it was?
No.
$50 million.
Whoa.
He was willing to go up to $50 million to stay out of prison, and the judge still said no.
Yeah. The judge was like, uh-uh.
Turned down Diddy's bail, which means he has to stay in jail for the duration of his trial.
His team could convince the judge to let him out.
They are appealing it.
Right.
But apparently, though, the judge worried he was a flight risk.
And
because he kind of is.
I'm shocked he is here in America right now.
I think it because he legitimately thought for a long time, I'm going to get away with this because I've gotten away with so much illegal activity for so long. I want to play. This was the district attorney at the press conference yesterday. Listen, I took out some of the more salacious stuff because, I mean, honestly, it's too graphic to play.
It's pretty dark.
But just listen to what he is going to be charged with.
The indictment alleges that between at least 2008 and the present, Combs abused, threatened, and coerced victims to fulfill his sexual desires, protect his reputation, and conceal his conduct. Sean Combs led and participated in a racketeering conspiracy that used the business empire he controlled to carry out criminal activity, including sex trafficking, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery, and the obstruction of justice.
I mean, arson? Wow. Now, here's the thing. He didn't do this himself. He had an empire. He used his company, because remember, he didn't just make music. He owned all different kinds of, clothing line, perfume, cologne, like all kinds of stuff. He used all of that to help conceal, allegedly, to conceal all of this criminal activity. And most of the stuff that he did stemmed from an insatiable sexual perversion that he had, where he would have these parties that he called freak-offs that involved, not to get graphic, just sexual activities through force, and he would keep the people involved in them on drugs so that they could do it for days.
Oh my gosh.
I want to play for you what they took from Diddy's place.
During those searches, agents seized evidence of the crimes charged in this indictment. They seized firearms and ammunition, including three defaced AR-15s and a large capacity drum magazine. They also seized evidence of the freak-offs, electronic devices that contain images and videos of the freak-offs with multiple victims. And they seized cases and cases of the kinds of personal lubricant and baby oil that Combs' staff allegedly used to stock hotel rooms for the freak-offs, more than 1,000 bottles altogether.
1,000 bottles, more than 1,000 bottles of lube. And the fact that they filmed all of this, he clearly had a criminal empire built for this.
Right.
Why was he the only one charged? And according to legal experts that I saw yesterday, it's because everyone is turning against him.
Well, why would you not?
I don't know. If I'm involved in a crime and I get a plea deal dangled in front of me, I will sing like an opera singer. I will tell on
you immediately.
Right, yeah.
I will tell on you whether they're giving me something anyway. And how is 50 Cent involved in this?
That I don't know. I didn't hear his name come up at all yesterday.
Okay.
What a monster.
Yep.
And I hope this is a warning for everybody else that's out there. If you have thoughts, keep them texting to 916-909-1065.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
He scours the internet like a little scurrying rat, but he collects information that he almost understands to share with us to make us more interesting. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Dr. Kevin.
Ooh, did you know Frank Lloyd Wright's son invented Lincoln Logs?
No.
Yeah.
The architecture just in the blood of that family.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
What is your favorite thing about Frank Lloyd Wright?
He is a famous architecture. You know his structures that you see here and there.
What's your favorite one?
My favorite one would be that one that kind of looks like an arch.
I don't know that
one. Famous one.
No, I don't know that one.
Like the arch in St. Louis?
St. Louis? No.
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 Not it's that like famous arch.
Yeah,
the other one.
Right. The other one.
So, not things that people could live in or...
Oh, like houses, like house designs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which one's your favorite one?
Farmhouse.
Oh, you think he just designed farmhouse? I think you're thinking of interior decorators.
Ah.
Yes. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know the fear of number 13 is called triskaidekaphobia?
So close.
Triskaidekaphobia?
I think it's trick.
Triskaidekaphobia.
That's it?
Yes.
That was it.
Yes.
Wow, there's a fear of the number 13.
There's a fear of everything.
What would you say your top three fears are?
The dark.
Okay. Mm.
Starving.
Really?
And drowning in a porta potty.
What?
These are very rational fears.
Okay.
You're laughing. It's a serious issue.
Why do you have a fear of starving?
Sometimes I don't got money.
I know, but in America, you've got friends who and family who have money. We wouldn't let you starve.
I just feel so bad for asking.
Also, it's going to take you a while to starve.
Oh my God.
Well, look at you.
Where did the fear of the number 13 come from?
So when the joke happened, 789... That's when people started fearing numbers. And then this one guy He said, wow, there's no 13th floor on in a hotel.
Okay.
Spooky, spooky.
Yeah. Right.
And then he did deep dive research of why that is. And he found something very scary about 13 and it haunted him. He had nightmares about 13.
Okay.
He kept seeing 13 all around.
Wow.
So this is a relatively new thing.
No, it's been dated around 19 somethings.
Okay. So relatively new thing.
Okay.
Yeah. For civilization.
Yes.
I see. Okay.
It's scary.
It is scary.
I feel scared.
Do you ever go from the 12th floor to the 14th?
Yeah.
Skipped a number.
Right.
What happens?
Right.
You know, there's not a floor there, right?
Then how do you get from 12 to 14?
They just don't have a 13th floor.
There's no
empty floor.
That's what they want you to think.
You're right.
That's okay. A good point. Never thought about that, Kevin.
Yeah.
Did you know with Kevin? Give us one more fact.
Did you know a group of bunnies is called a fluffle?
What?
I know.
A fluffle?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's amazing.
How bad do you want to see just a whole bunch of bunnies together?
So badly. So badly.
Like, you know how there are cat fays? Why is it that we can't have this with baby bunnies?
Yeah.
That's a great point. I don't know. Probably because you can't train a bunny. Or maybe you can train a bunny to go to the bathroom in a box.
You can.
You can?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I have no explanation for why we don't. I wish we had bunnies out in California like they do on the East Coast.
We do. I've told you this
before.
You think we don't.
Where?
I've seen them.
Where?
Oh, my God.
We
okay.
have those disgusting.
In Citrus Heights, there is a community center that my friend got married at. And on those grounds, there's just a ton of tiny, fluffy baby bunnies just pop, pop, popping around. Do you feel better now?
It sounds very specific.
Well, it exists. Like,
it would be great if they lived. Here's what happened. Here's what lives near me. Disgusting jackrabbits that are gross. They're too big. They scare me. Their ears look hard. I don't like any of that. I don't like any of that. They look like they are mythical creatures. But when I was growing up, everybody had like bunnies in their backyard. They would like hop and they'd sit there and they'd eat the grass. Sometimes if you had a garden, they'd get in there and you'd go, you bunny.
You look at this fluffle. Look what this fluffle did to
me. My dad's going to be so mad you ate his radishes. And then they'd look at you and they'd be like, sorry. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.